You are listening to Sunday Arts Magazine with John, Neil and David. We've got our first guest in the studio.
A return guest
in the studio.
After a year and a half? We don't know. Yeah. Was it about a year and a half ago?
Yeah, I've been sitting here listening to all these songs and now I'm finally back.
So we'd love to welcome Jodie Mundy. Hello, Jodie.
Hello, all of you. Great to be back.
Now, for those that didn't catch you last time, who are you?
I am a artist. I make performances and film and... yeah, I have some work that I'd like to talk to you about today.
Right. Well, we'll get to that a little bit later.
Yeah.
But what's your backstory? You know, like where did it all start from? You know, like as a kid growing up where all of a sudden you thought, I want to be an artist or maybe a filmmaker or?
Well, I guess it's important to know I grew up using Auslan, Australian Sign Language, so everyone in my family is deaf except for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Auslan's my first language and English is my second. So I
Hold
grew
on,
up,
I don't understand. Auslan is sign language.
Australian Sign Language, yep.
Oh, there's a Australian Sign Language?
Yes.
So I thought it was universal.
No, my dears, it's not. It's different in every country. There's dialects in Victoria and New South Wales and Perth. Yeah.
So if you meet someone from somewhere else, can you pick it as someone who's spoken it their whole life?
As in from Victoria, like New South Wales?
Western Australia.
Yes. You can go, you're from the north or you're from the west.
So there's certain words that the way you sign it is totally different, so you might not understand certain words?
I know the Australian dialects, but yeah, there's different handshapes and signs for different things. Yeah.
I love the story that's part of the media release is that you got lost in Kmart.
Yes.
And they were doing this call out saying, we have a lost child, we have a lost child, and no one claimed you because your mum and dad couldn't hear.
Oh, I eventually did get claimed.
I'm sure
Mum did show up and she was very worried. She did show up and she said, oh, but the lady made an announcement. And I said, she looked at me and she said, I'm deaf. You know that. And I knew my family was deaf, but I didn't know it meant that she could not hear. Like, they're very distinctive things. To be deaf and to not hear are different things for me.
Yeah.
Because I never saw what they couldn't do.
Yeah.
I only saw what they did do and who they were.
So did that stifle you as a kid a bit because having to sign to them all the time and not speaking as much at home? Or did once you went out, did you know, you couldn't shut you up?
I was very talkative at school, that's for sure. No, I'm bilingual, you know. Some kids speak Greek with their parents English at school. So, no, it didn't stifle me. It enhanced my life, actually.
Right,
yeah.
Have you seen this film, this new horror film, where have you heard
about The Silent
Room?
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's in The Shape of Water and, like, signing's really cool at the moment. There's the Silent Child as well. Like, there's four films with signing. I'm mainly American Sign Language.
Right.
But it's like signing's the new cool. Yeah. We're all like, hooray! Wave our hands, yay!
Have you thought of doing a film about your experience?
Maybe I'll just do the show first. We'll see.
So, you know, like that was your upbringing, which was extraordinary, and and to you it was no different. To us, it's like incredible. So, how did you get involved in the arts?
Well, really, from going. So in our community, storytelling's a big thing, right? I mean, we love theatre, we love mime, we're like really into telling stories. And there used to be a deaf club that we'd go to every Friday night where you could get up on stage and tell a show or a story. And that's where I developed my skills and passions, I think, from within our community. And of course, being from the deaf community, I didn't really see many things because my parents are very much in the community. They don't really have any hearing friends. So
God.
I was very insular. But then I finally got to see some theatre at the local Westfield shopping centre. I was like, thank God, there's something with people speaking.
Where all good theatre happens
at the Westfield shopping centre. Those are the days, that's right. And then Story time tapes. That's how I learned English. So for me, the story time tapes was my source of language. So once upon a time in the wicked forest, you know, like that's where I got my need for play. And from there, I've just always been very dramatic and playful.
I'm sorry. There's a million questions to ask you. But what was it like going to school for you, you know, like where everyone was speaking?
Oh, it was fine. Yeah. I think back then, like, diversity wasn't really recognised. Like, no. If you were a kid whose parents were migrants or, you know, whatever your diversity was, mine wasn't really recognised, I think. They just, it was more of a novelty. Like, teach us the alphabet, you know, but. There could have been times where I maybe could have had maths in Auslan. That might have been easier for me. But other classes like drama or arts, I excelled in.
Yeah. So. And so where did the bug come from? When did it strike? When did you know that, you know, like this is what you wanted to do?
When I realised I wasn't a rapper in year 8 and I was being a tryhard, then I got some cherry docs and realised that I was an artist. And I ended up going to Newtown High School of Performing Arts in Sydney and to the VCA and from there trained in the UK. And my other job to support my artistic practice was being a sign language interpreter. Mm. So I moved between two careers for 20 years.
Right. Yeah.
So what did you study, Jodie?
Theatre making at VCA and then mime in London.
Oh, funny about
Don't
that.
Don't tell anyone. And then I went on to studio practice and then more into live art practice at Victoria University. And then interpreting as well at the University of Central Lancashire.
So you knew almost from the beginning that you actually wanted to get involved in the production and the sort of the behind the scenes a little bit rather than just being in front of you?
No, it's very much directing and performance. Yeah, okay. yeah, that's what I've been doing. Yeah.
So how do you cope with knowing that your parents can never come to see? Well, they could come, but they what you know, like how do they respond to a show of yours?
Well, the shows that I make are, well, like, do you mean to talk about this one that I'm doing?
Yeah,
or?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So,
about the one, like, the last one?
Okay, yeah. The last one, they could participate. That was called Imagine Touch, and that was at Arts House, and that featured two deafblind performers. They don't see or hear. And the whole show was in Auslan and in tactile sign language. But a lot of the work, audiences wore headsets and goggles and were going into an immersive experience through touch.
Yep.
So people would talk to you through touch. So that's something that my parents know very well.
Yeah.
The last two, well, this work and the last one is very much about our culture and I guess exposing the mainstream to our culture and what that entails.
What happened to that last show? How did it go at Arts House?
Well, we won a Green Room Award
for
Innovation in Experiential Theatre last year, which was great. And then it went to Sydney Festival at Carriage Works. And now it's going to the Barbican in London in November.
Wow. Are you going?
Spill Festival. Oh, yeah. I'm the director.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to get in that red bus.
good on you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's wonderful. So here you are. You're back again.
Yep.
Back at Arts House.
Yep.
Obviously you like working with them. You said off air that you like, and everyone does. They're a great organisation.
Amazing, yeah.
What are you doing this time?
So I'm doing a show called Personal, which is exactly what it is. I'm doing a story about my life. So it's a...
It needs to be told, don't you think? Because I'm so interested. Aren't you guys?
Well, yeah, we all get the press releases on the morning of the show. Mm. And when I read yours this morning over my cup of tea, I thought, that's so interesting, you know, like it's such an engaging idea.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's my life.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's funny. For many years I didn't really want to talk about it because everyone is always very curious and it's been like that my whole life, you know, everyone going, wow, wow, wow. So I thought, well, actually, I think I was ready to tell that story. Yeah.
Mm. Do you sign a lot of it or?
Yeah. So it's a solo show and I present it in Auslan and in English. Sometimes everyone understands. Sometimes only half the audiences understand. Sometimes there's creative captioning. There's a virtual interpreter, which is me through like a hologram interpreting myself that I fight with. And in a way, the whole show is always about exploring the fluidity between those two binaries of deaf and hearing, disability and ability, and inclusion and an exclusion. And my experience of revealing the effort that it takes to always be inclusive, and at times where I want to be exclusive and go, you know what? No, I'm not telling you what they think, or I don't want to talk about it, or I do want to talk about it. Or so that whole, I walk the store, the audience through my story, but we're exploring disability over 40 years and the changes that have happened. And because when I was a kid, I couldn't call my parents, but now I can FaceTime them.
Right.
You know, so you look at
and
that.
And text them, I guess,
yeah, I can
too,
text them. Know. The fax machine, wow. You know, like you know, it was a revelation for us. And, you know, when the first TV on on television that was captioned was Neighbours. Then Home and Away.
Yeah.
And then finally the news. So, you know, you've it's important that there's a context of 40 years since the International Year of Disability, which was 1980. And my family are also in the show too, through film, through Super 8 footage, beautiful, grainy, silent film.
And you obviously filmed all of this.
My mother and my father. So it's us as kids growing up.
Oh,
yeah,
right. Yep.
So the day Mum walked out of hospital with me, you know, Mum signing happy birthday when I'm one, all of this is part of the work. And
it sounds just so I'm getting quite emotional.
It's really beautiful because it's silent, but you can see everyone talking, and it's magical. And then, you know, to Mum and Dad now, you know, as an elderly couple, and I interpret them, there's a few scenes with them through that's recorded through Skype. So yeah, the whole work it's like a documentary performance style, which is funny and moving and challenging and made in collaboration with my family and an incredible team of artists.
Yeah.
You know, Jen Hector, Rian Hinckley, Tim Humphrey, Madeleine Flynn, directed by Mary Ficar. Just wonderful team. Yeah.
And what do you hope, you know, like, this is obviously going to do very well because, you know, like, with all the, you know, like, the people from your parents' community alone, let alone, like, the Arts House people and people who know you from the last time around. But what are you hoping? You know, like you're off to London with the one from a year and a half ago. You can see yourself, you know, travelling the world with this one?
Well, personal will be at the Sydney Opera House in May.
You've already locked it in.
Not too shabby.
Darling. Yeah. We haven't even finished it. Like, we're still making it, but it goes to the Sydney Opera House the 9th to the 13th of May and then goes on a regional Victoria tour. Traralgon and Wodonga and Horsham, a few other places, and then it goes back to Parramatta Riverside Theatre. And there's a state festival that's confirmed later in the year. There is interest overseas, so yeah.
And what's your support with it? You know, like, are you getting funding?
Yeah, so support through the Australia Council, Creative Victoria, Beeson Foundation, Ministry of the Arts. Yeah, that's pretty much our core funding that we get. And I'm an independent artist. I work with producer Erin Milne.
Yep.
So we do everything independently, totally indie.
Right.
Yeah.
sounds just so wonderful. When does it start?
It starts on Tuesday the 24th of April and runs till Sunday the 29th of April.
The 29th. And where is it?
At Arts House, which is North Melbourne Town Hall,
of course. Where they're on our show all the time. What's it called again?
Personal. By Jodie Mundy Collaborations. Yes.
Now, I've got to ask you, CODA, which CODA, what does it stand for? Because I love it.
CODA stands for Child of Deaf Adult. So this is what we're known as in our community, CODAs, and this is the sign. So it's the sign for deaf, and then you put it on your heart. So it's to say you have a deaf heart. And there's millions of us around the world. So my story, I don't think, is that unique. I know many people like me who are native signers who hear. Yeah, so CODA International. There are like conferences and there's like groups and breakout groups. And
right.
But I'm specifically an OCODA, which is a OHCODA, which is the only hearing child of deaf adults, because right. other people have siblings that hear,
right.
whereas my siblings are deaf. So there's minorities in the CODA community, within the deaf community. Yeah, right. There's intersectionality in all communities, as we know, and nothing's binary and everything's fluid, and it's across sexuality, it's across race, it's across ability. You know, and that's why I want to make this work, again, to explore ability, disability, exclusion, inclusion, and deaf and hearing. They're not black and white, as we know. Everything's fluid, and we just need to break those apart and smash them down so we can make great art.
Yep, which, of course, you're doing. Jodi Mundy, thank you so much for coming in. Look this girl up, because she's doing amazing things. And it's called Personal.
That's right.
And then just Jodi Mundy is in the title. Arts House, North Melbourne Town Hall. And when is it, Neil?
24th of April through the 29th.
Okay, see you there.
Yeah, fabulous. Thank you.
You're listening to Joy 94.9.